Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday and ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And it's going to be such a fun, awesome freaking day today. Jill Biden is leading cabinet meetings. That'll be a topic of discussion. We have amazing Ask Dr. Jesse questions about, well, why does the media do what they do? How are they all in the tank? Does it make sense? I'll make it make sense. Why do they love that word democracy? How does ad spending work in a presidential campaign? Someone wants to know, I see ads here and not here. We will discuss that. We're going to discuss the hypocrisy of the former hippies who want to murder every Russian now. All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And I think I have to play it first. I'm sorry. Dome, I almost cry and then I start laughing when I think about Dome possibly being the next president of the United States of America. Because understand that there's a chance of that. I don't want it. I don't think it's going to happen. I've told you I'm hopeful. If Trump lives until the election, I'm hopeful he'll win. But man, just listen to this person. And again, I'm not gonna bring you down here, but let's speak about reality. There is a financial disaster coming for the planet. It'll be our fault. It'll be mainly led by the United States of America. You cannot accumulate debt like this without a fiscal disaster. It'll be way worse than 2008. A lot of people are saying it's next year. Some say it's 10 years from now. I don't know when it's coming, but it's coming, and it's going to be really, really bad. Knowing that, knowing that a disaster is coming, I just want you to listen. This is a long answer. I want you to listen to this woman and imagine this woman being at the helm. You know, her phone rings. It's 2 a.m. Madam President. Gosh, that just sounds weird. Madam President, there's been a fiscal disaster. The stock market is in free fall. Banks are closing. The dollar is collapsing. What do we do? Listen to this woman.
We love our country. I love our country. I know we all do. That's why everybody's here right now. We love our country. We take pride in the privilege of being American. And this is a moment where we can and must come together as Americans, understanding we have so much more in common than what separates us. Let's come together with the character that we are so proud of about who we are, which is we are an optimistic people. We are an optimistic people. Americans, by character, are people who have dreams and ambitions and aspirations. We believe in what is possible. We believe in what can be. And we believe in fighting for that. That's how we came into being.
She keeps going for another minute.
Because the people before us understood that one of the greatest expressions for the love of our country, one of the greatest expressions of patriotism, is to fight for the ideals of who we are, which includes freedom to make decisions about your own.
All right, I can't. Stop. I think about that woman maybe becoming president, and it makes me do this thing. You ever do this thing where you rub your head? If you're watching on the simulcast, remember you can watch me do the show. You ever do this thing where you rub your head just because you're so stressed? I think about that person maybe winning in November, and it just kind of makes me start rubbing. There's a lot of rubbing going on, a lot of rubbing. Anyway, there's that. We'll get to the Joe Biden heading up a cabinet meeting stuff and so much more on the Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. Jesse, why is the mainstream media so determined to please the communist puppet masters? Have they been promised something? From the young reporter in the field all the way up to familiar faces like Nora O'Donnell and Dana Bash. When they started out as young reporters, I'm sure they were obsessed with getting the truth out of their viewers, but not anymore. I just don't get how they can all have the same mindset. Thanks. All right. Let's discuss what I mean by culture in institutions. This is a good opportunity to have a discussion about what that means. Culture in institutions. I don't understand. Why does every reporter say the same thing? I don't get it. How do they all think the same way? What is happening there? Okay, well, I've used this example once before. I'm going to use it again. Let me give you an option. And your option is this. Let's say you are, it's college football season. Let's say you're recruiting a college football team. And I give you two options. You are the head of the university, I should note. So you are the head of the university. You're going to be there for a long time. And it's your job to put together a college football program. Okay? And I walk into your office. I have these godlike powers to give you two options. Option A is this. Hey! You're starting a new football program. I can give you the greatest recruiting class in the history of college football recruitment. I can guarantee you that now. Every five-star player at every position you want, he will walk into your school. Or I can give you the most incredible coaching staff that includes recruiting staff. I could get, as part of that, you'll have the best facilities, the best stadium, the best nutritionist, the best weightlifting. You can have one of those two things, the greatest recruiting class ever, or the greatest coaching staff, the greatest recruiting department, the greatest facilities. Which one of those two do you choose? Well, the second one. Why? The first one is what? It's an incredible team. They're great players. But it's temporary. No matter what. It's college football. At best, 4 or 5 years, every one of those super studs, even if you win a national championship, they will be gone. 4 or 5 years, they're gone. And where does that leave your college football program? But if you instead choose the coaching staff, the recruiting department, the nutritionist, the weight room, the stadium, if you choose that, well, what you've chosen is, instead of players, you've chosen to create an institution. And an institution will create their own incredible players for years to come. Not one class. It will be class after class after class after class. And you will have a long-lasting, successful college football program because you have the institution that produces them. The institution itself is more important than the players. Players are temporary. Institutions create better players, and institutions last forever. When you think about countries like ours, we'll make it about ours right now. Countries, all of them, large and small, ancient and modern. Countries are, the direction of a nation is determined largely by its institutions. Institutions are not a separate thing from you or your country. They are your country. And every single country has entertainment institutions. Did you know that? That's an institution. Your TV, music, or the entertainment world, it's important for a society. It is. And it changes society and changes a culture if your entertainment institution is all communist, all left-wing, always pulling culture the left way. Always, always, always. Media, the dissemination of news, that is an institution. It's an institution, all right? We'll come back to that because that was what the question was actually about. Education. It's not one school. The education of your nation is an institution. If it's all on the left, if it's all one way, it will pull your nation that way. So let's come back to the media because I'm going to play for you something. It's going to sound unrelated, but I'm going to play for you something and then it'll help explain the media. How do they all pull in the same direction? This guy is a retired brigadier general. Learn to stop being impressed by general and admiral. They all retire and go make millions at CNN or with the defense industry trashing Republicans. So set aside who this guy is. His name's Anderson, but set aside who he is. I want you to listen to him as he describes why Kamala Harris would be a threat to Putin.
Kamala Harris would be just the opposite. Why? Because she's an inspiration. Not only is she positive, does she bring hope and optimism, but as a black woman, the product of a mixed marriage, she will inspire millions of people throughout the world. Our credibility as a nation, you know, that we would be able to allow, our country is so great that we're allowed a woman like that to become the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States. That is going to send a powerful message all over the world. People like
Vladimir Putin will be intimidated because Kamala Harris is a black woman from a mixed marriage. That will lead me to my mainstream media discussion about why they're all so twisted. Before we get to that, your corporate world is also an institution, the business environment of a country. The fact that ours has gone so hard left matters a lot. It's the second most damaging thing the communists ever took over. The first was the education system. The second was the corporate world, because the corporate world uses your money against you, against your country. Verizon uses the money you send them against you. AT&T uses the money you send them against you, against your culture, against your country. So stop sending them money. Switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. They don't use your money against you. You send them a lot less. My bill got cut in half. Their CEO fought for this country. Freaking Vietnam veteran. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you even more money. Takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. In case you're just now joining us, the guy was asking, why is the mainstream media, why are they so determined to serve the communists, serve the puppet masters? Have they been promised something you didn't understand? Why is it everyone from bottom to top? Why do they all march in the same direction? And so we're having a discussion about institutions, why institutions are so important for a country. And that brings me to the media. Media institutions are built, like every other institution, from the ground up. So the people who go into media, if you look into the field at all, in American media, this does not apply everywhere. American media definitely applies. Many, not all, many journalists tend to be rich kids. I'm not insulting money. Stay with me. Why? Because journalism is generally not a field where you make a lot of money. You have to really, really make it huge. You have to be on TV, on CNN, ABC, NBC. You have to host a television show. Even if you're a contributor, you don't make a huge amount of money. And 99.9% of journalists are local people. They're local paper, local this. They don't make anything. Well, rich kids go into fields like that because they don't need the money. You know, not it's just how that works. So that's part of it. Another part of it is journalism school. This is probably the most important part of it. And if you read the Anti-Communist Manifesto available at jessekellybook.com, what, Chris, you would understand that that's really the center of it all is journalism school. You see, if I want a left-wing journalist, oh, you can find those. But just like that football, college football recruiting we were just talking about, if I want to ensure legions of commie journalists for decades to come, I will take over the journalism school. They go sit down in journalism school, and for 4 years, they learn that the highest calling you can have as a journalist is to stop Republicans at any cost. You will protect Democrats. You will stop Republicans because Republicans are inherently evil. They are not sitting in journalism school just learning how to take notes, use sources, report on a story in sentence structure. They are sitting in a journalism school learning how stupid and evil you are. And they're learning that it's being engraved on them in journalism school after journalism school after journalism school. And, but wait, there's more. You graduate your education institution as a journalist and you go right into the field of journalism. Where do you go work? You go work for a newspaper or a newsroom. Well, guess who's running the newspaper or a newsroom? Whether it's the New York Times or CNN, or it applies to local papers. We have a Houston Chronicles, the biggest paper down here. Disgusting. As gross as the New York Times is. Who's running these papers? Who's running CNN? Commie dirtballs who graduated the same journalism school you just graduated from, only they graduated 20 years ago. And so you walk into the Houston Chronicle, you walk into the New York Times, and you need to pen an article. You know dang well what your editor expects out of you. He expects for you to trash Republicans, and protect Democrats. You understand, even if you're right-leaning, and there's very little chance you are by now anyway, but even if you're right-leaning, the culture itself of the newsroom is left, left, left. Republicans are Hitler. Left, left, left. Republicans are Hitler. That's the culture of the newsroom. Your colleague you just went to lunch with, you went down, you're a journalist, so you wouldn't have anything decent. You went down and got a quinoa salad with your fruitcake buddy who works in the newsroom beside you. You sat down there with him for an hour, and he talked about why Donald Trump is the Antichrist. Then you go back up, you've got 1,000-word article to write, and your editor, he's there breathing over your neck. Whoa, that one makes Joe Biden look bad. Whoa, hold on, we're not printing that. So back to the general, I played him for you before. Listen to the buzzwords. Listen to this. This is a product of poisonous institutions.
Kamala Harris would be just the opposite. Why? Because she's an inspiration. Not only is she positive, does she bring hope and optimism, but as a black woman, the product of a mixed marriage, she will inspire millions of people throughout the world. Our credibility as a nation, you know, that we would be able to allow, our country is so great that we're allowed a woman like that to become the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States. That is going to send a powerful message all over the world. People like Vladimir Putin are going to say, hey, wait a minute, these guys, you know, they truly have a democratic country. They truly are representative. They truly are fighting for all their people. And Kamala Harris is a manifestation of that.
That's a product of rotted, poisonous institutions. He knows that's what he's supposed to sit there and say on the news. And I have one final glaring example of this, and then we'll move off and get to other questions. You ready for this example? Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
that's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and that's Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, on Spotify, on iTunes. One final word on the media, one great example about how the media is so poisoned, so rotted, because the institutions, all of them, the education institution, they go to journalism school and they learn they have to be dirty commies who love Democrats and hate Republicans. And then they go into the newsroom when they're just starting out and they learn they have to protect Democrats and they have to trash Republicans. And every institutional influence on these journalists is left, 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 left. Now, remember this? Just walk with me here because something happened today. Joe Biden had a cabinet meeting today for the first time in a year. Joe Biden, while sounding half dead, spoke for about 30 seconds and then tossed to his wife, the unelected first lady who nobody voted for, tossed to his wife to lead the cabinet.
This is the first time Jill has joined us, and it goes to show how important the issue is, which she's about to speak to the both of us. Today, at the top of our meeting, Jill's going to give an update on the House initiative, White House initiative, to fundamentally change the approach and fund how we approach and fund women's health services. So I'd like to turn it over to Jill and for any comments she has. And it's all yours, kid.
Thank you. You know, sometimes the White House surprises you. When Joe became president, I knew I wanted to keep shining a light on the issues that I've worked on for so many years.
Remember that one week, about a week, where the media in this country destroyed Joe Biden for not being a functional adult? We had article after article, New York Times, you name it. All of a sudden, we had whistleblowers. We had sources reporting on Joe Biden. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know where to walk. We can't meet with him. He's a total disaster. He doesn't know anything. It was leak after leak after leak after leak. Media story after media story, media story after media story. And that one week where they covered Joe Biden's mental deterioration just so happened to be the week after Joe Biden pooped his pants in the debate against Donald Trump, and it looked like Democrats were going to lose the general election, and the system decided Joe Biden needed to exit the presidential race. And that was the same week where the media interrogated Joe Biden, blasted Joe Biden, and told the American people Joe Biden, the president of the United States of America, is not a functional adult. They did it for 1 week. They protected him for 3.5 years. And then when it came time to kick him out of the presidential race, they crucified him in the papers. And the second he bowed out of the presidential race, they went right back to protecting him the way they were beforehand. How could you be so nakedly biased? How do you, if you're anyone, doesn't matter, MSNBC, who cares, doesn't matter. How do you wake up in the morning and go to sleep at night knowing what I just said to be true? Every one of you commie scumbags listening to the show, you know what I just said to be true. How do you go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning when you act like that? You have been trained by institutions. Your media culture has taught you that the highest good is not truth.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
The highest good is not truth. It's not facts. It's not America. It's none of these things. The highest good is stopping Republicans and helping Democrats win elections. You're a retired brigadier general. How could you speak like an idiot like
Kamala
this?
Kamala Harris would be just the opposite. Why? Because she's an inspiration. Not only is she positive, does she bring hope and optimism, but as a black woman, the product of a mixed marriage, she will inspire millions of people throughout the world. Our credibility as a nation, you know, that we would be able to allow, our country is so great that we're allowed a woman like that to become.
That's what your institution has taught you to do. That's your training. All the incentive structure around you is to say stupid things. And that's why they do it. That's why they do it. Shattered, complete, broken and shattered. We don't treat, I know you dislike the media. I dislike the media. But just like the FBI, we actually don't treat them with near enough scorn. The corporate journalists, not the local news. Lots of local news is awesome. They do real, actual journalism. They try to break stories, expose, you know, powerful people. But on a corporate level, once you get to the national news area, these people really are enemies of the people. They are sick and they're evil and they're wrong. And it begins with the institutions. Just remember that. Institutions are much more important than any one individual. I don't need the best recruiting class this year. I need great recruiting class after great recruiting class after great recruiting class, which means I'll take the coach, the recruiter, the nutritionist, and the facilities over one great class. The institution is more important. Your nation, every nation, rests on its institutions. And if your institutions are strong, your nation will be strong. If it's not, it's not. I've brought this one up in the past. It's a, you know what a harem is? I know it's, look, this is a family-friendly show. Always is, always will be. You never have to turn this show off with kids in the car, so don't worry about that. But a harem obviously can take on various forms, but the harem in the Ottoman Empire was an incredibly fascinating place. I highly recommend you go look it up. It was more than just a bunch of women who were there to comfort the Sultan. The harem was, oh, that was part of it, but it was a training center, a university, a place where the Sultan's heirs and potential heirs, they would be educated, highly, highly educated there. An inhuman amount of money and time and thought was put into the harem. Why would they spend so much time and money? Why would they go find the best and brightest from across the empire and bring them into the harem to be tutors and do other things? Why? Because the Ottomans understood. Really, every nation has understood. The institution itself is everything. Because if we make this little mini harem, if we make it a powerful, intelligent institution, even if we have a bad sultan or two, in the future they'll be good because the institution of the harem will protect, will guarantee that you will get better and better people. Our institutions over the years, this happens to countries over time, it happens to empires over time, our institutions were poisoned. Now, our institutions were poisoned on purpose because the communists infiltrated this country. And they recognized exactly what I talk about. They knew it. They knew they had to get into the institutions, that that was where the power really lied. And communists have written about this over and over and over again. You've heard the phrase many times. The long march through what? Through the institutions. The communists understood. The long march through the institutions was the most important fight. They did it in the corporate world. You know, where'd they go first in the corporate world? The HR department. Your HR department probably shouldn't even exist if you're a company listening to me right now. But I almost guarantee you your HR department is run by single communist women. Even if your company's all about capitalism and making money and shareholders, that commie hag you hired in HR who controls all the hiring and firing, she's interested in something much, much different. Again, that's how they got through the institutions. They did enough of the hiring. Now, the whole corporation's poisoned. That's how it works. All right, we're going to move on. Talk about how we deal with communist attacks. Let's talk about ad spending. You want to do that? You know what? Let's talk about ad spending real quick. Then we'll deal with how you deal with these people attacking you. Let's talk about the IFCJ real quick, though. You know that there is a war kicking off right now. This attack, Hezbollah, Hamas, Israel, it's the start of something. Obviously, Iran has openly said they're going to keep funding terror. This is going to go on. So people are going to continue to suffer in Israel. It sucks. It's awful. If you support IFCJ, you can help these people, though. There are people still held hostage. There are people who don't have homes, who need emergency food. I know it's crazy to think, but that stuff is happening right now. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is doing something about it. And they have a Flags of Fellowship thing going on right now. It's awesome. Go. Be part of it. Supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And remember, we are live here. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I am way behind. I've gotten to one question so far. So we're going to try to dig in. Don't shake your head, Chris. You know what, Chris?
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
That's what it's like carrying this load on a Friday. It's a heavy load. All right.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok.
Dang it, Chris, you didn't get that. I love you back. Oh, dang it. You got to put that on there. Anyway, Jesse, can you explain how TV ad buys work? I live in communist Connecticut. There's 0% chance Trump is even close to competitive here. But I see TV commercials for Kamala all the time. Is it because it's just a national TV commercial? Or do they have internal numbers that are even worse than we can imagine? Okay, so I'm going to explain a couple different things. When I started running for Congress, remember I ran for Congress a couple times and lost a couple times, but I ran for Congress a couple times in Arizona. And we finally raised enough money during the first campaign to do an ad buy. It definitely wasn't a big one. We didn't have a bunch of ad money, but we knew we needed to be on TV somehow, some way. So we met with a media ad buy company. Remember, you don't go, if you're a campaign, you generally don't go to NBC. You know, I'm running Jesse Kelly for Congress or Donald Trump for president. His people aren't going to go to NBC and knock on the door and say, we want this, this, and this. You will find a broker, essentially. You'll find a broker who specializes in media ad buys. And the first time I sat down with these people, I was floored. This was almost 20 years ago now. No, not quite 20. This is 15 years ago, 15, 16 years ago. So this is probably, it's probably advanced since then. I was amazed at how targeted things could be. For instance, remember how I told you we didn't have a lot of money? Well, the most expensive things were buying on whatever the biggest television show was locally or nationally, I should say. So the biggest show back then was American Idol. I don't even know if it's still on, but it was the biggest show on television. Doesn't matter what kind of show it was, but it was on one of the major networks, ABC, I think. If I wanted to buy a Jesse Kelly for Congress ad buy on American Idol, that the entire country would see, that would be the most expensive thing you could buy. It would be like buying a Super Bowl ad that the whole country would see. That would cost an absurd amount of money. Also, for me, because I was only running for Congress in a portion of Arizona, it wouldn't make any sense to spend that kind of money. Now, let me explain. If you watch American Idol, we're just going to stick with American Idol. If you're watching American Idol, you will actually see during the commercials, you will see national ads and you will see local ads, and it's not difficult to figure out which is which. So, for example, stay with me. Let's say American Idol goes to commercial break, and there's enough time. Let's say there's 2 minutes. There's enough time to do four commercials. With me? Three, this is just an example, three of them will be major national brands. That's where you'll see Pizza Hut. In this day and age, you'll see probably a big pharma ad. And that's where you'll see Ford advertising the new F-150. But then the fourth commercial, so three of the four will be national brands. The fourth commercial will be, hey, it's Jesse. Come on down to Jesse's Home Auto. We got a great deal on Buicks here. That's a local ad for a local car dealer. And the one I'm seeing here in the Houston area is different than the one you're seeing in Seattle right now. It's different because it's local specific, targeted. So a campaign like a congressional campaign or a presidential campaign, you can pony up the big boy money for the national ad, or you can buy the local ad. But wait, there's more. It's even more targeted than that. And remember, this information, I'm just telling you what it was like running for Congress, and this was years ago. It's even better than this now with all the online stuff, which I'll get to in a moment. I, like I said, didn't have any money. I couldn't advertise anywhere on NBC, ABC, CBS. But they know through years and years of research, your media broker will know this, through years of research and polling, they will know who tends to watch what. Meaning, if my first buy, and it was a Republican primary buy, I was in a Republican primary, so I wanted to speak to Republicans. I didn't care about independents, didn't care about Democrats. Where am I going to find them? Well, they already knew through research, you need to focus on things like, I just remember this one because it was one of them, the History Channel. History Channel in the evening, not a national buy, but a local buy. The History Channel was at the time, I don't know if it's still this way, heavily Republican viewed. So you can maximize your money. You don't advertise on American Idol. You buy some local ads on the History Channel that will air in a specific area from 6 to 9 at night. You can target it like that, time frame and channel, to maximize your money. Now, today, I know this, it's even way more advanced than that when it comes to internet advertising. We did some of that back then, but we were crawling compared to how much that has advanced now. Now, they track things like Cabela's. You know, Cabela's, outdoor store, Bass Pro Shop, something like that. I bet you money there's polling that shows 70% of the people who walk in there vote Republican. If you go online right now and you're looking at some hunting boots on Cabela's, they've tracked that. You might just find the next website you go to after that. Let's say you go over to Facebook. Maybe you'll see a Vote Trump for President, Make America Great Again ad right when you log into Facebook. It's because they tracked you from Cabela's. They know you're probably a Republican, and now they're showing you Donald Trump's ad. And what I just told you, just a couple minutes of telling you this, that was scratching the surface of how advanced this targeted ad stuff has become today. Now, I hope that helped answer your question about why Kamala might be running an ad here or ad there. It might have been local, might have been national, but that's how ad buys work in campaigns. All right, enough of that. Someone wants to know why they use the word democracy. Someone wants to know why I dislike Putin. Oh, there's so much to get to. I want to know why you haven't gotten a hold of Done For You Real Estate yet. That's what I want to know. Done For You Real Estate has the debt crisis closes in on us like a runaway freight train, where are you putting your money? In hard assets or in things that are going to vanish? How long have I been telling you about hard assets? Land, precious metals, real estate. Done for you real estate is for the normal person to begin real estate investing. And they will stay with you and handle everything for you every step of the way. They get the financing done for you. They handle the closing, the rental process. They find you the property. They find you the market. They do it all. What do you have to do? Go to doneforyoujesse.com and find out how to begin. They make it easy. They hold your hand through it. Doneforyoujesse.com. Hard assets. Hard assets. All right? All right. Why do they love that word, democracy? And why do I dislike Putin? Hang on.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.